Shabbat Shalom. Happy New Year. We did it, everyone. It's 2021. I am Rabbi Jason Bonder, and I am so glad to be back with you for this next installment of Beth Orr's Heart and Soul Shabbat. Special thanks to Paul Brooks for designing these workouts for each and every week. And we are on a journey today. We are on the journey of a brand new year. We are on our Shabbat journey. And we are on a journey as a community and as a world. So I picked this song to kick us off this morning. New Soul by Yael Naim. It's an oldie but a goodie. It reminds us that we can take that deep breath and start all over today. Right now. I'll give you another oldie but goodie, and this one's even older. It's from the Talmud, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish used to say that God gives us a second soul on Shabbat, from Friday night to Saturday night. What does that mean to you? Is it a soul from the heavens that you get every week? Does it mean that you just have a chance to take a deep breath, finally, after a long week, and think about what matters to you? That will energize you. That will give you a little bit more pep in your step, and you're going to need it today on this workout. So whatever your new soul means to you, I hope you are feeling it. I hope you're feeling that extra spring in your step so that you can appreciate this Shabbat, appreciate your friends and family and all in the world that's important to you. Hold them with you. Take them along with you on this run or walk, because ultimately, that is what is the key to our self-care and to appreciating the world. I will be coaching you once again on rate of perceived exertion. So whether you're walking or running, you can slide up and down the scale. It's 1 to 10. 1 is like you're sitting on the couch. 10 is like you are in an all-out sprint. We'll be sticking in between those two ends today. And again, remember, these are always suggestions. They are not mandates. You take what you need out of this workout today. Paul designed really an uphill climb today. What we're going to do is start with bursts of effort that are then met with some recovery, active recovery time. And each burst of energy, each bout of output is going to get longer in duration, and we'll expect that by the end, we'll be pretty tired. But you know what? It's the good kind of tired. It's the re-energizing kind of tired. It's the new soul kind of tired. And I'll leave you with these two words before we get going. Shabbat Vayinafash. God rested and was refreshed, or even re-souled. So, in just a few minutes, in moments, excuse me, we're going to get started. It's going to be a 30-second sprint, 8 to 9 on the RPE scale. Make sure you're picking up your feet or just walking as fast as you can. We're going to get going in 3, 2, 1, off to the races. Go for it. So, you are in your run, and we are listening to Rock Po, which is only here. Hey, only here in the zone will you be able to get what you need out of this workout. 15 seconds to go. Fantastic. Slow down into a conversational pace, jog or walk. That means you're at a pace where you can turn to the person next to you, masked and socially distant, and have a conversation while you're moving. We're in this for a minute now. We're at a minute at a 4 on the RPE scale before we have another 45 seconds at an 8. So you're going to get your active recovery here for another 30 seconds, and then we're back at it. This is what life is like, right? Small bursts followed by time to catch your breath and get ready to go again. That's what our weeks are like as a Jewish people. We have a burst of 6 days, and finally, Shabbat Vayinafash. We rest, and we are re-energized. 10 seconds to go, and then you're off to the races for 45 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. go for it. You've got 45 seconds. Pick up that pace. If you're walking, make sure you're landing heel to toe safely and up tall. Make sure you're looking around. If you're running, get after it. Come on now, you've got this. You're 15 seconds in. You've got 30 to go. Yalla. Fifteen to go. You've got this. I know you do. Last five, and then we'll pull back into that four again. That light conversational pace, and done. Great job. Wow. Great work. Rakpo, only here, only in the zone, are you going to get better. But what I've got for you next is a song that takes me to not only right here, but right there. Po Beyafo, here in Jaffa, one of my favorite places to run along the Mediterranean Sea. Where are you this morning? Where do you want to be? Are you moving toward it right now? Are you making the most of this experience? This is Shote HaNevoa, Po Beyafo, and here in Jaffa, you'll get a taste of the Mediterranean. In 15 seconds, for those who choose, we're back at it at a 7 now, for 1 minute. So a little bit lighter, not as much of a sprint, but you're picking up the pace for 1 full minute. In 3, 2, 1, go. Go, you are in this for 1 whole minute. Imagine maybe you're sprinting along the Mediterranean. That's where I trained for my Ironman. And it was rejuvenating every time I was out there by the waves. Where is your source of inspiration? Is it the beach? Is it by a river? Is it on a path that's wooded? Wherever it is, hold on to that as you go for another 30 seconds. Hang on to that feeling of being re-energized by a place. 15 seconds to go. You're doing a great job. Five, four, three, two, one, done. For the next minute, you're at conversational pace, but a little bit more gas out of the tank. You're going to go with a 5 instead of a 4. Conversational, midway, nothing too crazy, not exerting too much, but you're not walking either, unless you're walking, of course. You've got 45 seconds left of this, and I will tell you, as we're talking about places, that Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel talked about Shabbat as a palace in time, that every single week we get to go somewhere in time, not in space. What a concept for right now. What a concept for this moment in our lives, where every week we get to go visit somewhere, even when we can't physically go too far. You've got 15 seconds left until you are going for a minute 15 at a 6 to 7 pace. So you're picking it up. It's a little bit lighter, not too much more out of the tank, but you're pushing in 3, 2, 1. Go for it. You're off on your way. A minute 15 seconds, okay? You're doing great. If you're feeling like this is a little bit too tough, don't pull back if you want to push. And it's okay to pull back if you need to. You've got a minute left at a 6 to 7 pace, so you're pushing that conversational pace. It might be that you get a couple of words out instead of talking to someone about your week. You've got another 35 seconds to go. As we listen to this, as you're riding this out, listen to the sounds of Jaffa. Keep grinding, all right, for the next 40 seconds. And listen here, you'll hear the sounds of Jaffa, of the shuk. Hang with me, you'll get there. You'll hear it in just a moment. They play a little bit at the end here. Sounds, it's the sights that get us all into that place of energy, of excitement, of wherever we were imagining we were. And you're done in 3, 2, 1. Pull back to a 4-5 on the RPE for 1 minute. So conversational pace again. And guess what? We're doing this beyachad. We're doing this together. Together observing Shabbat with Jews all around the world. Together as a community in this heart and soul Shabbat. This song coming up, I've got a little a cappella for you. Changing it up a bit. It's a cappella. It's called Yachad. Lev el Lev. We are in this together, heart to heart. Enjoy this minute, or now 30 seconds of rest and recovery before a minute 30 at 6-7 pace. We're pushing today, everyone. Hey, you're doing a great job. And this is Shir Shel Ahava. Also, did you hear that? Shir Shel Ahava. It's a song of love. It's a song of love because we're together. It's a song of love because we are lev to lev. We are lev el lev. We are heart to heart. And pick up that pace. 6-7 on the RPE for 1 minute, 30 seconds. So again here, more than conversational pace, certainly not a sprint, but you're pushing a little bit for a longer duration. This is a minute 30. This is not easy, but I know you can do it. You're already 20 seconds in, so you've got this. Keep up the good work. Think about what's driving you this morning. That extra pep in your step. You might not feel like you've got it anymore, but it's there. It's there with you. Keep up the great work and enjoy Yachad. Hey, I didn't forget about you. Don't you worry, I'm here. You've got another 30 seconds to go as of right now. It's 30 seconds left, okay? Keep up that good work, and then you've got another minute of conversational pace recovery. You can walk it if you need to also, but don't tell Paul I told you that, all right? He's keeping us to a strict schedule here. He's an awesome, awesome trainer and fitness coach. 15 seconds to go. How about another 10 seconds and you're all done? With this part, at least. 4, 3, 2, 1, done. 1 minute at 4-5 pace. Great job. That was a major effort there. But you know what? We keep climbing. The next one in a minute is going to be 2 minutes at a 7 pace. So we're asking you to push a little bit longer, a little bit harder, and that's okay. We got that. We got that. And we will get there together. We will get there together. Yachad. So you've got another 30 seconds left of this conversational pace job. Of course, you always have the option of walking. You always have the option of just moving forward a little bit, and that is good enough. You do what is good for you this morning. This is about rejuvenating. This is about re-souling. Shabbat Vayinafash. You've got 10 seconds left of this recovery, and then it's the big 2 minutes, okay? I've cooked up a really inspiring song for you for it, so don't worry. We're going to kick it off to Yachad. Go ahead into your 2 minutes. Pick up that pace. Think of who is in your Yachad. Who are you in this with? Who are you training with? Who are you training for? Who picks you up when you're down? Those are the people that you want around you. Maybe they're with you in your heart and in your mind. Maybe they're waiting for you at home. Wherever they are here for you. And I hope that we, your Beth Or community, can be here for you too. Let's let these guys close out. Kash Keshet, I think, is the name of the people who play this song. I think. I'm not looking at it. We'll close it out here. You keep going. Keep up that hard work. We've got a little Matis Yahu. It's not upbeat. It's not the dance tracks that I've been playing. But this is going to inspire that soul. It's going to keep you moving. Come on now. How about another 20 seconds? Do you have it in you? I know you do. Did you hear what Matis Yahu just said? Thank God I'm breathing. That is what this is all about. If you are here and you are breathing, then that is worthy of praise. You've got 5 seconds. 3, two, one, done. You've got a minute 30 to relax now. No, not relax. Minute 30 at a 5 pace, okay? Conversational, but picking it up a little bit and let your heart rate come down. A minute 30 of this, okay? So you've got time to relax. Take a look at what's around you. One day, what are you going towards one day? One day I'll be able to hang out in a big crowd again. One day I'll be able to catch a ball game. One day I'll be able to be in services with all of you. That's what prayer is. It's about thinking about what could be. It's about thinking about where we are and where we want to get to. That's working out. That's prayer. That's Shabbat. It's about reflecting and thinking and correcting course, making sure we're going towards our dreams, our hopes, towards helping one another. You're getting that through this workout today. You are doing it. You've got 30 seconds left of this, and then we will pick it up for what will be second to last big push. It's a big one, 2 minutes 30 seconds at a pace of 6. So above conversational, but nothing crazy. That's a long time, 2 minutes 30 seconds. And that begins in the next 10. If you think about it, it's not really much of an advancement from here, but you just want to pick it up a little bit. Use that second soul, use that pep in your step, go ahead, get after it. It is now 16:30. You are 16 minutes 30 seconds into this workout, and you're doing a great job. I would venture to say that this song, One Day, it's a prayer. This is a prayer. Keep running, keep moving towards what you want, keep holding on to what you are praying for. That's what Shabbat is all about. Let's let Matis Yahu carry us through for a little bit. Keep working, you're doing great. Hey, you're a minute down. You are a minute down. Good for you. Keep it up. You've got 1.5 to go. I know you've got this. Our next song is a nigun. A nigun has no words, just melodies. The Baal Shem Tov used to say that all you need in prayer is lie, lie, lie. You can pour all your emotions, all of your hopes, all of your dreams, all of your despair into lie, lie, lie. This is one of my very favorite nigunim. I learned it on, once again, the Mediterranean Sea at Beit Tfilah Yisraeli. They are a terrific place to go. American tourists go all the time, and especially when I was living in Tel Aviv for the year, what a place to go and daven every week. It was wonderful to welcome in Shabbat alongside all of them. So, here it is, Hayadata, which is the name of this nigun. Don't worry, it will pick up with the pace. You have, by the way, 20 seconds left of this very long 6 pace, 6 RPE scale run, which ends in 10 seconds. You're doing great. All right, so finish up strong and just in time for the nigun to pick up. 2, 1, done. You have a minute and 30 seconds of active recovery at the level of 5. If you were going to walk a little bit, this might be the time to do it, because our next and longest burst of energy is a 3-minute effort at a 6 RPE. So you've got 20 seconds of this minute 30 active recovery. Maybe if you want to, you take the next 30 seconds to walk or take a really nice easy jog. Then we'll pick it back up for 30 seconds of active recovery before we go into our last biggest effort of the day before we start climbing down that mountain. Good job, everyone. You're doing fantastic. I hope that this music is motivating you. I hope I'm motivating you. But most important, I hope you're finding the motivation you need from within. That is the Ner Tamid It is the eternal flame that's burning inside that pushes you forward to achieve everything you need to achieve. Keep up the great work. So if you were walking, this would be a good time to pick up the pace back to that conversational. And then in 15 seconds, we begin our last burst of the day. Shabbat is about rest. Sometimes you need to put out that effort for the soul to take a rest. 4, 3, 2, 1. 3 minutes to go. 3 minutes. Here we go. And don't worry, I've got music for you too. This is Idan Reichel. Olam Shalem, Olam Gadol. A full world, a big world. You might not feel like it being stuck in one place, but this world is big. This world is full of people who are just like us. We're just looking for a chance to breathe, to take a break from the rush. That's what this is all about. You are almost 1 minute into your 3 minute effort here. Enjoy a little bit of Idan Reichel. Olam Shalem. Olam Gadol.
העולם הגדול, כל דמעה שחונקת, מחליקה בגרון. עולם שלם, עולם גדול, ואם הגענו עד הנה.
10 seconds till your halfway point of this 3 minute effort. Keep up the great work. You're almost there. That is worth celebrating. You are halfway. You've climbed that mountain. Now go ahead, push a little bit on the way down. Once again, we're at a 6 on the RPE scale, so a little bit more than half. And we are moving toward the end of our final effort. You've got this. I know you do. Just like that, you've got 45 seconds left. Hey now, doing great. Keep it up. I know the music is a little bit more mellow today. I did it on purpose. It's feeding the soul. You are feeding the body with your workout. 20 seconds. Here we go. 15. 10. Come on now, don't give up on me. This is it. You've got 5 seconds to go in your final effort of the day. 3, 2, 1. Fantastic job. Pull back to a 4 to 5 on the RPE scale as we enter into Oseh Shalom, the prayer for peace. This is by Nava Tehila, a wonderful group out of Jerusalem. You've probably heard of that city. You know how you get shalom? You put in the work. You did that today. Well done. You deserve every ounce of rest. After this, you deserve every ounce of pep in your step for this Shabbat. I hope you felt the others who were doing this with you, I hope you felt that you were doing something to re-energize you. That is the power of Shabbat. It's the power of a good workout. And I know that this will improve us all and improve us as a community. You have another 1 minute of just nice, easy at a 4 to 5 pace. And then you're done. That's the end of the workout. This is a celebratory song, and you should be celebrating because it is pretty cool to be done with your workout. As we are coming to a close, I want to thank you for being alongside us in this Heart and Soul Shabbat. I hope you got a great workout. More importantly, I hope you fostered a connection to our community. I know it's tough as we can't be together, so we are together in this way for now. We are sharing this experience, and for many of us, we're sharing it at the same exact time, that recommended 11 a.m. Perhaps that's you. Perhaps you're listening to it in real time. If you are, please know that there are people out there who might be cursing Paul for that tough workout. I'm just kidding, Paul. Thank you. Thank you for the awesome workout you've created for us. And all around town, people are listening to this, praying for peace. Oseh shalom bimramav. May the one who makes peace above, hu yaaseh shalom aleinu. God will make peace on us, ve'al kol Yisrael, and on all of Israel. Ve'al kol yoshvei tevel, and on all the inhabitants of the earth. That is what we are praying for, and I hope you find that inner peace. I know that's almost cliche, but I hope you find it on Shabbat, on the day when the Jewish people, since this thing started thousands of years ago, we've designated this day for rest, this day for rejuvenation, this day for shalom, for peace. Shabbat shalom, happy new year. And I can't wait to see you back here for yet another Heart and Soul Shabbat. We are going to be closing it out with just a few more moments of this wonderful song, Oseh Shalom. And then I will see you next time. As always, if you've got any questions, please feel free to email. Please feel free to contact Congregation Beth Orr with any suggestions so that we can make this the best experience possible for you. Shabbat Shalom.